This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We're going to take a look at this particular story with regards to Malaysian voters when it comes to elections. We saw recently in the Port Dickson by-election.
Right. A seven-cornered race.
Yep, right. And of course, we've been sort of taking a look at how independent candidates came to the fore with regards to the PD by-elections. There were, what was a seven-cornered race. Two of them, am I right, were backed by parties.
PATH and PKR.
That's right. The rest really
including a former UMNO warlord, Isa Samad.
That's right.
Who lost his deposit, mind you, ran as an independent.
So a study by the Center for Governance and Political Studies showed how insignificant independent candidates were. Basically, it showed a compounding factor affecting independent candidates where essentially voters no longer see local candidates as an important prerequisite. It's frustrating and disappointing, perhaps, but I would have thought that and maybe there's some sort of acceptance about the influence in which an independent and local candidate can actually bring a solution towards the problems of their constituents.
So I'm glad you brought that up, because I think maybe the voters, and rightly so, are a little mercenary that way, right? They're like, who can give me the best deal?
Right.
And I know that an independent candidate, for example, may not have the resources behind him or her.
Yeah.
They will go into parliament even if they win, and they're an individual. Whether their voice is actually going to be heard among these hordes of partyites is the real question. And so therefore, sometimes you want to back the horse with the most support. I mean, in PD, whatever said and done, however you felt about the reasons behind the triggering of that by-election, maybe a lot of PD voters felt, hey, having a future prime minister as our MP could actually work in our benefit.
Yeah, so the study said that the general response among voters was encouraging towards independence, as you know, it offered a choice for the people of Port Dickson to express their frustrations in having to partake in a by-election. But perhaps it was a lack of a platform or on-ground mobilization, but many of the respondents also expressed that they did not quite know what these candidates brought to the table. And, you know, party politics is very much still the main frame of influence in terms of their show of strength, the show of work, and also just, you know, this whole presence of what a particular candidate brings, right? When a candidate is backed by a party, the reach and the presence of it becomes far more holistic than what perhaps an independent candidate can bring to the table.
Yeah, you say that, but I look at party candidates as well, and there's so much that we don't know about their stand on specific issues either, right? I mean, so much of campaigning that gets highlighted, especially if you're not on the ground listening to those charamas.
Yeah.
So much of the stuff that gets highlighted has to do with, I'm going to bring this project and I'm going to build a 5-star hotel here, make sure someone does. And, you know, it's going to boost the economy. But actually, where do you stand on very specific issues?
And local issues.
I don't mean LGBT marriage, right, which kept coming up during the PD by-elections, right? No, I mean things that actually affect the day-to-day lives of the Port Dickson resident. That doesn't necessarily come up a lot.
Well, tell us what you think about local independent candidates. Do you see that to be the future of politics? 7733 2900 for Talkback on BFM 89.9. Uman Ezra here on the evening edition. We've been talking about independent and local candidates. We want to hear from you. So whether you think that they're appealing to you as a voter.
We got a message from Eugene, a very practical message. He says, voting is like buying a car, metaphorical. Political parties are like branded cars. You buy them knowing these people have party backing. Independent candidates are unknown branded cars or obscure brands. You don't know who they are, what they can bring in. Can they influence decision makers? Wow. Got to play your cards, man.
Yeah, well, I guess, but you know, those unknown cards have a little bit of character, don't they? Sometimes, I don't know.
Character ain't going to make laws.
That's true. All right. Joining us over Skype is political analyst Oh Yi-sun, the principal advisor of Pacific Research Center. Yi-sun, thank you very much for being with us on the evening edition. So we were talking about Port Dickson earlier. It's a good case study on, I guess, the performance of independent candidates. There were five of them. You know, would a high-profile candidate like Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim make the outcome of the PD by-elections an exception rather than the rule?
Well, if we are talking about the chances for independent candidates in the various constituencies throughout the country, I think they have also varied degrees of becoming successful in the candidacies. I think in some of these more urban constituencies in West Malaysia, such as Port Dickson, I think they stand perhaps a rather low chance, because a lot of people in the urban areas, I think they have already made up their mind, they are for reforms and so on, and they believe that some parties would be better able to bring about those reforms. In the more rural areas in West Malaysia, as well as in East Malaysia, I think you still have some local personalities, local politicians, who will still hold sway over a large segment of the voter base. So it really depends on where you're running your election.
So why is there a difference between East and West Malaysia?
Well, I think it's more like a divide between the more affluent urban and suburban electorate, and much less affluent, sometimes you will call them impoverished electorates in the rural areas of both West and East Malaysia. In the latter case, you will see that sometimes some local politicians, they are, in a sense, not bread earner, but bread provider for sometimes the whole constituencies. We are talking about some really remote constituencies in Sabah and Sarawak and so on, whereby, you know, sometimes you would need even boats just to access them. And some of these local, rather wealthy politicians, they'll be able to provide such access and such jobs and also even some goods for these people. So they depend on them.
Now, the study suggests that independent candidates are no longer seen as appealing, at least in West Malaysia, Peninsular Malaysia. Were they more influential in the past?
Well, usually independent candidates would be quite influential, I think, in perhaps two circumstances at least. Number one is, for example, they just left a major party because of sort of political differences with the mainstream of the party. And then they are coming as a popular candidate to run against candidates from a major party. Number two, in the case of Sabah and Sarawak, sometimes you will see independent candidates, in essence, being sponsored by certain major parties in order to split the other side's votes. And this year, seen even as late as the last election.
So this study also seems to signal the fact that party politics are here to stay for the long term. What do you think contributes to this, Ihsan?
Well, I think worldwide politics still so-called hold sway, huh? Because, well, you do need to organize a group of politicians in order for them to be more effective in voicing out and carrying out various policies and on. So, well, sometimes you could, for example, if a group of politicians in a major party, either in the ruling coalition or in opposition, they are not happy with their party, they could come out and form a new party, right? I mean, this sort of third party is, I think, would be more hopeful in terms of suburban electorates. Yeah.
And I guess focusing back on independent candidates, how can independent candidates prove themselves? I mean, what makes an independent candidate stand out in that regard?
Well, again, they really need to bring about or promise to bring about a certain difference from the candidates from either side of the other two, let's say two major parties, right? So you must have somebody, for example, who is very charismatic. That has been the case, for example, with the mayor of Taipei. Huh? He was neither from the Kuomintang or from the Democratic Progressive Party, but he was elected as a mayor of Taipei. So it is possible, just that you need to clearly spell out your difference from these two other major parties. Or, for example, these two major parties, they've proven themselves to be sort of outdated over the years and so on. So people are looking for something new.
And going back very briefly to the PD by-elections, do you think the results from that by-election will discourage future independent candidates from contesting?
Well, I think Anwar's win has never been doubted. He's a huge majority. It's a bit surprising. But I think, for instance, nobody seriously doubt that almost all the independent candidates, with the exception of perhaps Mr. Issa, previously from UMNO, who could perhaps retain some deposit. But in this case, he also lost his deposit. So candidates or independent candidates, they come out to stand for various reasons. Some are, frankly speaking, paid to do so. And, well, they will continue to do so as long as there are parties which are financing them. Some others are looking for some, well, instant fame, I would say. I could still recall some candidates in KL in yesteryears. You know, they tried to make themselves famous by standing out as candidates and so on.
But it's that factor of, I guess, fame, perhaps, whether it's really good enough for someone to run as a candidate. It's very expensive, and more often than not, these independent candidates actually lose their deposits. And if anything, it just seems like they're paying for a rather expensive life experience.
Well, for those, frankly speaking, in East Malaysia especially, and let me be even more blunt, in my home state of Sabah, independent candidates paid to come out in order to split the other side's votes. You know, they'll be paid above and beyond what they pay for deposits and so on. Very closely contested elections. If you can take away 50 votes, even 100 votes and so on, well, that's chipping away the other side's winning margin. Imagine there are 10 independent candidates each take, let's say, 50 votes. There's 500 votes already. For some powers that be, well, that's enough to bring down the opponent. So for those independent candidates, they are well taken care of. You don't have to worry about them. There are some other, let's say, aspiring, comedians, actors, rock stars and so on. They also put out themselves as candidates in order to gain some fame, which hopefully could help their future career. Yeah.
Well, Yi-Sun, thank you very much for joining us on the program and for your analysis. That was Oh Yi-Sun, the principal advisor of Pacific Research Center.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of feedback about this because obviously, you know, we Malaysians are very passionate about our political candidates. Kevin says, independent candidates are a waste of time. If one of the ruling component parties dare not speak up against our prime minister, what can an MP from independent background do? Yeah, maybe. Thaven says, Evening Edition, I can guarantee you if some ministers like Rina Harun or Zuraida run as independent candidates, they will definitely lose, probably even their deposit. We've got an email from Kamarun Nizam who says, I think the candidates want to help government pay for the elections. there's a very steep price to run for elections. One, I think that should be removed. 10,000, 15,000.
It's quite prohibitive.
Deposit.
Democracy needs to be a little bit more.
Yeah,
I think adaptive to these kind of things. It's quite funny. I was watching, I think, some of the developments of how the Mexican elections were taking place. I'm not quite sure, but just every time they have an election, just the most colorful of candidates.
And that's what I want.
Sort of come
right?
out. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, it makes it for a colorful process. But you do want some sort of ability for local folks to stand a chance to represent the people.
Correct. It's a contest of ideas, right? Yeah. And there shouldn't be that high benchmark of being able to afford 10,000 ringgit or 15,000 ringgit. If you do have a good idea and if people can and if you can portray that idea well enough, then maybe you have a chance to win. Also, I want a Lord Buckethead, like what happens in the English elections.
Yeah, right.
I want those people running as well, because God knows the 10,000 and 15,000 ringgit hasn't been prohibitive for idiots to run in our elections, right?
That's true. BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.